Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation.
Okay, so we are here with Bill McKenna, the founder and co-creator of Cogno Movement. I'm Liz Larson, co-creator of Cogno Movement, and we are here with one of our most experienced practitioners, a level two practitioner and mentor, Sandra Nathan. Hi, Sandy. Thanks for being here with us.
Hi, Liz. Thank you for having me. And hi, Bill.
Hi, Sandra. So great to have you on. I'm so excited about what we're going to talk about today.
So, Sandy, tell everybody where you are in the world.
Okay, so I am based in, well, I live in London, in Greater London, and my clinic is in London, in Central London. It's actually in Harley Street. Though I see clients all over the world, obviously, on Zoom and things, but I am based in London. Is what you would say.
And you're a psychotherapist, is that correct?
I've been doing psychotherapy, counseling, and various other modalities for about the last 20 years. So I have worked with a lot of clients over the years, and just helping them get on and lead better, happier lives, really, is what my aim is.
Well, anybody who works with you, I'm sure, is so fortunate to do so, because Bill and I have gotten to know Sandy over the years, and she is the most lovely human. We just adore her.
Aww.
So we're so excited to have this conversation with you, because recently you came up with an idea for almost a kind of a study, but a class for elderly people. Is that correct?
That's right. Yes. I thought, because I know that as we get older, our lives tend to kind of like get smaller. They tend to shrink in our vision. You know, we tend to be more narrow-minded. We tend to have our vision almost like gets shrinks in as well. We're not so alert and aware of what's going on in the world. And I just thought, being an older person myself and seeing the benefit of cognitive movement, I thought, well, how wonderful to try and help other people like myself, because I know what it's done for me. It's just, I love cognitive movement, as you guys know. And yes, so we did this kind of like pilot study at Age UK in Richmond, and the results were really good. Well, we thought they would be good.
Yeah.
And, tell us about what is Age UK? What is that?
Okay, Age UK is like the largest organization. I think it is the largest organization in the UK for senior citizens. So I think that's people over the age of 55. So what they do is they have community centers, wellness centers around the country. It's a really big organization. It's all around the country. They have these centers. And people go there where they can learn different courses, they can meet for coffee mornings, do yoga classes, dance classes, all sorts of different things. So it's a community where it gets people together.
Are they also a group that lobbies the government or has some influence on the government as well?
I think they would have, simply because they've got such a large membership. And I know recently in the UK, our winter fuel allowance was taken away from certain older people unless they qualified in a particular way. And a lot of them don't. And I know Age UK started a petition of people who wanted to complain about it. So I would say they do lobby.
Okay, so they have a little bit of influence. And so this class, and it ended up being kind of a study, could in the long run have some impact on what people do to keep themselves young and their minds pliable and all of that, do you think?
I think it really could. And I was very grateful to Carol Horn, the wellness manager at Age UK, who was very open to it. And we did a 6-week pilot study, and the results were really good. And the people, the attendees, it was just a small group, but the attendees really enjoyed it. And Carol tells me that people have called in since that, asking her when the next class is going to start.
So
So
let's set it up. How many people were in the group altogether?
there were six in the group. It ended up being like a core six. Started off with a couple more, but I think they were not able to come. And so it ended up with six in the group.
And so it was intended to kind of be a pilot program to see how
Yeah.
people responded and how it worked.
Yes.
And did you have kind of some idea going into it of what you hoped the outcomes would be?
Yes, I hope the outcomes would be positive simply because with cognitive movement, we are actually doing, oh, we're getting people to move their eyes in different directions, which they probably haven't done so in many, many years. You know, when we're young, our eyes are all over the place. We're alert, we're watching out for this, that, and everything else. And as we get older, our vision tends to get more narrow, almost like, I don't know, for a lot of us, almost like a TV vision, you know. It tends to be like that. It comes in like that and like that. And I just thought, you know, it would help people so much with mobility issues and things because people have falls and things like that. But if they become more aware of peripheral vision and lower vision, and it would just help people in every way. Also, they'd be more open-minded because, as we know, different eye positions correspond with different place cells in the brain. So parts of the brain that we won't necessarily use, by doing this cognitive movement, we open things up and people actually become more open-minded, which is also what the study showed. People have become more open-minded and more open to new things.
Some other things you had said were some mobility. We were looking to see
Yes.
if it changed mobility. We
Yes.
know that often older people have troubles with shoulder and moving shoulder. They have trouble with getting up out of chairs. Trouble with getting up off the floor is a big one. Falls are a big situation. So mobility becomes a really big deal.
Yes.
Really, as we get over even 50, before that as well. And so this study was to see if we could make improvement in all of these areas. And so later on we have some charts to show what actually happened with them. So with Age UK, they agreed to allow you to do the little study. That is that where it
Yes.
started? Yeah. And
Yeah.
then people came to the study through Age UK.
That's right. Yes. They advertised it, in fact, in a newsletter. And Carol said to me at the time, she said, gosh, I have never seen such a huge response to any course. She said, you know, they had a waiting list of people who wanted to join in. She said, this has never ever happened before. She said, so it just shows that our people think, you know, people want to come for coffee mornings and do yoga. And yes, they do all of that, but they also want more. They want to have more in their life. They want more expansiveness. They want their minds to be open. They want to eat more eagerness to participate in life and be more aware of things and just improve themselves generally. And in fact, what she said was later on after the course ended, she said, you know, and she saw the results. She said, this is great. She said, we have various trainers, practitioners who come in and they do a something that might help with the mobility or something might help with the mind. She said, well, we've never had any one modality that actually did everything. She said, the results that you have got, but it's right across the board, you know. And she said, that's really the beauty of cognitive movement. And that was the uniqueness of it, I think, simply because we were able to reach all different parts of somebody's life we see improvement in.
Yeah. So, Bill, would you briefly share with anybody who would be listening just a tiny bit of why that might be, that it would affect so many areas of the people that were in the study?
You know, that is one of those fundamental points that for these clients who work with Cogno movement over a long period of time, they're not coming to us just, oh, I just want to resolve this one issue. You know, I'm whatever, I've got a problem with a relationship or flying or something. But the way that I like to put it is, what aspect of your life is affected by your brain? What aspect of your life is affected by your brain? And the obvious answer is every aspect. You know, so as your brain comes online, as you build mental acuity manually, it's like you are manually building mental acuity through these very specific brain neurological exercises that are physical, and these aspects, sleep, mood, creativity, problem solving, relationships, finances, all these different things start to, oh my gosh, poof, that problem went away. Poof, it started to get better. And I think the important thing that over the course of the years that we've been doing this is there is a direct correlation to the amount that you do this exercise and the quality of your life. Everything being affected. And the more you do it, the more your mental acuity builds, the faster you solve problems, the more dynamic you are, and your physical performance as well.
Well, and really with Cogno movement as it's developed, what we realize is the brain is very important because we're constantly looking to open up more parts of the brain and harmonize the left and right hemispheres. But it's the connectivity, it's that communication between the body and the brain along your power lines, your nervous system, that as we get older, those signals get confused or damaged or just stop working. And so what we found is that as we're able to create those connections, recreate those connections, that a person's life gets better all the way around, like Bill said. So Sandy, what did you put out there to attract people? What was the draw to the course? What did you what kind of expectations did you set for people so that they knew they would be interested in the course?
Well, what happened was that Carol wrote something in the newsletter, and it was something along the lines of exercising your brain. It was called NeuroGym, and it was about helping to reduce your anxiety and stress and be more open-minded and let me just see what I've wrote here. More confident, better mood, better balance, focus, that kind of thing. I do actually have it. Don't seem to have it with me at the moment, but I do have it, a copy of that. And it's just, people just love the idea of improving themselves in different areas of their lives. And as I said, Carol said the response was just overwhelming, the people who wanted to join the course. And I think the results were even more so, it was more than we expected, really.
Do you, I remember when we were talking about getting this set up, and you were limiting it to only a certain amount of people, right? It was meant to be a
Yes.
small group to start with, and that's
Yes.
why there was such a big list
Yeah.
because we wanted
Yeah.
to try it off on first and see how it was going
Yeah.
to work. But before we move on, confidence—that's a really interesting thing to put
Yes.
out to elderly people, that to improve their confidence. You might assume that a person who's mature would have confidence just because of life experience. But as a person gets older, they can lose their confidence, right? If they've had a fall, if they're having limited mobility, if their motor skills or their mental capacity feels diminished, you lose your confidence, right?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, there was one person who had a fall, and she was very cautious, and so it was lovely to see that her confidence had improved. And there was a particular problem that she had that she thought would never go away. She said, "I think I'm going to have this for the rest of my life." But by the end of the course, she was more open-minded about that. You know, maybe this won't be with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah, and we've really seen that, that a fall, a head injury of some kind, an accident, will really change a person's life so dramatically that it feels like they're just going to live with the diminishment for the rest of their life. And we find that when they're able to have a little more access to their brain, when they're able to have their mental acuity back, when their balance returns, their athletic performance returns, that confidence does come back and people get a brand new lease on life. We have all kinds of stories about that.
Yes, absolutely. That is so true. That is so true.
Yeah, it's something to really think about. And I wonder if younger people who are helping with parents or grandparents or aunts and uncles, friends who are older, if they even consider that the loss of confidence and how important it is.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we have a very large aging population in the UK. So, I think that's why I think cognitive movement is so good, and it'll just open up people's lives and possibilities.
Yeah, I love that. It's a good way to put it. Open up your life. Okay, so let's dig in to the actual classes. Okay, so where did it start? What did you do to start? What did you focus on?
The first class would have been, a lot of it would just have been an introduction telling people about cognitive movement, how it works, what the movements actually achieve, etc. And I only use the most basic, really the most basic of movements. It was low to high from left to right, calling out the color the first week. The second week, it was focusing on sensations in the body, and then following the ball as it moved from left to right. Because with old people, understandably, one has to go slower. Whereas if we, with not my general clients who come to me, they'll come with a specific issue and we deal with that issue in that session. So we do a lot of work in a short space of time, but also in a group, and it's older people who, as I said, some of them couldn't even follow the ball from side to side. So you've got to go very slowly. And we did. So all we did was really we moved the ball from side to side, low to high, calling out the color. I explained why we call out the color, how it calms down our limbic system. Like if you've got a tiger on your tail, you don't have time to stop and say, "Hey, what a nice little tiger you are." No. So by calling out the color, that kind of interrupts that stress and calms things down. So I explained all of that. Explained why we go from side to side, how we engage both hemispheres of the brain. So whatever the issue is, and often we tend to be, if we're stressed, we tend to be more in the left brain about that particular issue. And by moving the ball from side to side, what we're doing is we're passing the information about that particular issue to the other hemisphere of the brain, backwards and forwards. And so you end up having more of a balanced view about the situation, as opposed to just being stressed about it. Now the other part of the brain comes on board, and so you get more of a balance. And so it's not just being in that stressful state. And the wonderful thing about cognitive is, of course, you come up with all the answers yourself. It's not like the practitioner telling you this is what you have to think. It's not that. It's your brain figures it out. Oh yeah, so there's this and there's that. And so what starts off as a problem, by the end of it, it's no longer a problem. Or you found the solution, or you're open to ideas and inspirations. So we did just low to high initially. And then we didn't, because some people had difficulty in moving the ball, we did not do the infinity. Instead, I used the clock. Getting people to imagine that there's a giant clock in front of them with number 12 at ceiling level and number 6 at floor level, number 3 on one wall and number 9 on the other wall. And we walked around the clock is what we did. And of course, that is about bringing up, different files from the brain with regard to that issue and processing stuff. And that really is what we did. That is all that we did. As we all know, cognos is made up of so many different components, and each component has its own value, right? You get, different degrees of change just with each component of cogno. So we just used the very, very basic. And we never ever did a complete session because there wasn't time.
So that's a good point. So how long was each session?
It was an hour, but I would say we actually worked probably for half an hour, maybe at each
Okay.
session, because there'd be feedback and intros and all of that. So I would say probably half an hour. And I also did give them each a video of what we had done in that class. And I encouraged them to try and do it at least once a day. Some of them did. I said ideally 3 times a day, but I don't think anyone ever did that. But some of them did it once a day.
How many sessions were there with you over and over how what time period?
Well, it was scheduled to be 6 sessions with me, but one session I had to miss simply because I came up with a sore throat and with the flu season and things around here. I didn't want to expose any of these people, the set people in the center who could be some vulnerable people, to the possibility of them catching anything. So one of the sessions I didn't attend. So we actually only did 5 sessions with me. And it was just an hour a week, consecutive weeks. So it was over a 6-week period, but there were actual 5 sessions with me.
And so some people did follow along with the tape over the week in between. Do we have an idea of how many of them actually did their homework?
Maybe I think possibly half the group may have done it.
Okay. So some of them maybe got a bit of a daily session, and at least half of them, it was just five sessions over 6 weeks,
Yeah,
correct? That's what I
that's exactly what it was.
in that first session, because this is so different for most people. They're not asked to move a ball left and right and call out a color. What was some of the feedback in the first session? Did they think it was weird? Did they get immediate change? What was the feedback?
Well, I mean, at the beginning of each session, I was kind of like prep them, telling them what we're going to be doing, give them a little demo, and tell them what we're doing and the purpose of it. And it was interesting because a few, probably a good, well, I would say the majority of them found it really hard to follow the ball from
Yeah.
side to side. They found it really hard. And there was one particular lady, she'd have the ball on the left-hand side, but her eyes would still be in the right-hand position. And I say, you're following the ball. She says, yes, I am. But yet her eyes were on one side and the ball was on the other, but she thought she was following the ball.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Well, one of the other things is, as Sandy pointed out, when as you get older, you move your eyes less and less and less. And that means you have less and less access to those files in your brain that she was also mentioning. There's one other big piece here of why when you move the ball, and someone says, I see it, I'm following it, is that our brains make stuff up all the time. And especially when a brain has an injury or a limited capacity, it will just fill in what it thinks it sees. So what we've discovered in deeper investigation when we do things like what we call a reconnecting set, which gets that non-focused vision reconnected, is that a person will say, I'm functioning fully, I see fully. But when we actually dig in and investigate, it's black on a certain side, or it's there is no vision. So that's another reason why the eyes get stuck and you say, I think I'm following it, is because the brain is making things up, making, which it's a much bigger discussion, but really important for older people. Can you really see where you're going? This is why people start to fall. They run into things. They trip over things. They don't see what's actually there. So it becomes a real hazard. So, all right, Sandy. So, anything else you want to share with us about the five sessions that you did do? Anything interesting that happened or things people said that particularly fascinated you?
Well, I had one of the ladies, She had a creative writing class just immediately after our neuro gym class. And she said she loved going to it because her mind was just buzzing. It was just open. She was just full of ideas. And she said it was just so amazing going into the creative writing class because she was just so alive with so many ideas. And it was so inspirational. It was lovely. She loved it. Totally loved it.
That is a cool side effect, isn't it? That you get so many ideas and inspiration. And it's just because you have more access to your brain.
Absolutely. And she actually would travel by public transport. And she'd say that when she'd be on the bus or on the tube, the underground, she'd be doing her eye exercises. She said, just people might be wondering what I'm doing, she said, but I'm doing the exercises on the train. She said it
Smart
just made such
lady.
a difference to her life.
Smart. See, though, that's a smart one right there. And
Yeah.
it is interesting because I do that all the time. I'm sure I look like a weirdo, but I'll do it on the plane. If I'm traveling where I realize, my eyes don't want to move or they're sore, I'll do my eye exercises knowing that I don't have anything else to do. Why not? And I have more access to my brain. A better brain is a better life, like Bill was saying. Okay. So let's move forward into some of the results. And we have some actual charts. So which one would you like to start with? And I'll bring it up.
Well, we could start with this chart.
Okay.
Oops. This chart.
Yeah, I'll bring it up so we can all see it.
Yeah, so everyone can see it.
Okay, can you see
So,
it? Okay.
yeah, on the 6th week, okay, I gave them a questionnaire and they each completed it anonymously meaning they didn't have to put their name on it, and they just took all the sheets together and I gave it to Carol Horn, who was the manager of the wellness, in charge of the wellness, and she photocopied it and she gave me back the completed questionnaire. She kept a copy and I kept a copy, and I don't know who answered what on the questionnaire, but I took all the information and I fed it into Chat GPT, and did some graphs. So this bar chart and this pie chart. So if we look at the bar chart, people had to scale on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being no improvement and 5 being significant improvement. They had to scale what improvement level they felt they had achieved in each of these following areas. So 1 was no improvement. Number 2, which is red, is minimal improvement. Number 3, which is yellow on the bar chart, is moderate improvement. So number 3 was like the halfway mark, really, on a scale of 1 to 5. And number 4 was good improvement. And number 4 was good improvement, which is the blue. And number 5 is significant improvement, which is the green. So this bar chart actually shows what the response was and what the benefits gained were.
Sandy, would you list off the different things that were that people commented on? So, because on radio for UK Health Radio, they're not going to be able
For
to see it.
sure.
So, we start over here with stress levels.
Okay, fine. Yes. So there were improvements in stress levels. And I'll just call out the things that
Yeah.
improvement in mental acuity, improvement in concentration, improvement in focus, improvement in balance, improvement in mood, improvement in creativity, improvement in mobility, improvement in confidence levels, and optimism levels too, an improvement in physical vision, open-mindedness, general calmness, improvement in energy levels, and the fact that people were more open to starting or joining in with new activities. Relationships improved, sleep patterns improved, and positive reactions to things which in the past they may have reacted to differently or negatively. Now they're finding they're reacting more positively. So on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being no improvement, nobody ticked that box. everybody found improvement. So there's improvement at, in everything on every level. So it was not a case of anyone saying there was no improvement, because there was improvement in all these areas with everyone. So yeah, the results are just amazing. And Carol, I think, was really amazed. You know, as she said, wonderful, wonderful results.
So, on the chart, if people who are listening on the radio can't see, we've got a graph here, 1 to 3, and then all of the levels. So, the yellow moderate improvement is like off the charts. It's one of the highest with blue. So, explain what that means. So, does this mean more than half of the people got a moderate and good
Yeah,
improvement?
so moderate improvement, that would be like the halfway mark, which is the number three, between 1 and 5, right? So moderate improvement, 39.1% it shows got moderate improvement, and an equal number, or 39.1%, got good improvement. So overall, the improvement level across all of these was moderate to good improvement. So that's number three and number four on a scale of 1 to 5.
And then now we're showing a pie chart that shows that
That's it.
39.1% got good improvement, 39.1% got moderate, 11.5% got significant, and 10% said they had, minimal improvement.
Yeah.
So of those that said significant improvement, do we have any data on what they meant by that?
Okay,
So
significant improvement. So one had, so significant improvement was on stress levels, concentration and focus, balance, mood, creativity, optimism. There's a lot of them who found a little bit more optimistic. More interested in new activities, and relationships had improved.
And it looks like from this one graph that physical, is it physical vision or optimism? It looks like optimism is the one that most people reported. They just were more optimistic. That's an interesting one.
No, that is actually, no, that's a physical vision
It's
one.
vision. Oh,
That was,
okay.
yeah. Hold on, let me, sorry. Are we looking at significant? Which one are we looking at, Liz? Can you
The
say that
green one,
again?
it looks like right
The
in the
green
middle
one.
part, it's
Yeah, the
physical
green one.
optimism
Yes,
or
that
vision.
optimism. Optimism, you're
Yeah.
right. Optimism, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting because that's hard to quantify, but people reported that they just felt more optimistic in their life, which is
Yes.
that's important for elderly people because depression, loneliness are some of the biggest issues that elderly people are facing here in the US as well. So feeling more optimistic, well, all of us know that, you just feel better. And then it
That's
looks
right.
like the two, well, it looks like mobility, confidence, physical vision, let's see, calmness, open-mindedness, energy levels, new activities. Oh, that's an interesting one, creating new activities and positive reactions. Those are the ones that got the highest marks, it looks like, across here. Did anybody else share anything with you about those things?
Just that general, I mean, what I can say is that the people who attended the course have now been back to the manager asking, wanting to know when the next course is on, because they loved it so much. So everybody who attended the course thoroughly enjoyed it. They all found it beneficial in so many different areas of their lives, some more than others, you know, different areas. But overall, I would say this cognitive movement is a lovely, wonderful thing for older people, because there's not one person who said there was no movement.
That's amazing.
Everybody found it beneficial.
What do you, I can see Bill has something brewing. What do you got, Bill?
Yeah, I just, you know, if you go to the next slide, the pie chart, you know, look at this. It's literally 50% said good to significant improvement.
Yes, that's true.
To good to significant was half of them. And this rates as, again, is nothing would be one, minimal is two, moderate is three, good is four, and significance five. So half of them are in the good improvement to significant improvement. That yes. is that says an awful lot. One half an hour, five times over 6 weeks. One half an hour, five times over 6 weeks. And only half of them did the homework. And that's really important. If they would have done the homework, you know, religiously, you know, like, you know, being a religious zealot about it, you know, getting it done every day, the historically, we see that those are the ones that really knock it out of the park.
Yep.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And really what we're talking about is about a half an hour over 5 weeks, five sessions of eye movement with a little bit of body movement, correct?
Yes.
I mean, we're doing the most basic cognitive movement exercise focused on eye movement, getting the eyes moving all the way left, all the way right, from a low position, like looking at the floor to looking at the ceiling, is really, really what was done. So with such a minimal amount of activity to get this kind of improvement really is, I think, extraordinary. And so I know that you shared with us off camera a little bit about people talking about having more energy and better mobility. So during the sessions with the feedback, did anybody tell you anything specific about that?
About having more energy?
And more mobility, anything like that? Is anybody able to get out of their chair easier or just walking better?
Oh, yes, I think there was one particular person who was very cautious about, because she'd had a fall and she was definitely walking better. She, you know, she was really, when she first came on the course, she was really very cautious and her eyes couldn't move, as I said, this particular person. And afterwards, she was just so much more confident and relaxed. You see the difference in the people. And one of the members who joined was a real skeptic at the outset. And she said, I'm really skeptical, but I'm open to learning. And that was wonderful because she found improvement too, you know. In fact, she's the one who said, I've suddenly realized that I can see things over here and over here, she said, which I didn't know before, which I hadn't seen before. So, you know, from on her peripheral vision, I'd improved on either side.
And it really makes such a big difference. When you don't know that you've lost your non-focused or peripheral vision, you don't realize what you're missing. And when it's open, it's like a whole new world. It's an amazing thing. And how it does help with mobility, and it really helps with depth perception and proprioception. We stop falling when we can see so much better. So as the practitioner of this, I'm watching people change over the 5 weeks. What did you learn? What was surprising to you?
What I learned was that I think at any age, if you put the work in, and they, as I said, there wasn't an awful lot of work put into this, but I think at any age, you can have improvement. I would think that the average age was in the region of about 70. And, you know, it was lovely to receive comments like, you know, I have less repetitive thoughts at night, you know, trying to go to sleep. People used to have repetitive thoughts that keep them awake. I have less repetitive thoughts. I'm feeling calmer. My husband says, my husband doesn't believe in this, but he says, you just keep doing it because whatever it is you're doing, you are better for it. So I said, well, you don't need to believe in cognitive movement. You just need to do it. If you want change, you can have change in your life, is what I say about cognitive movement. You need to want the change. If you want the change, you can have it.
Joy, I think that really is the most true thing. understanding that you could create change and wanting it enough to do at least simple exercises. So if you do it again, and we're hoping you do, what would you do different next time? Or is there something you would add? Or do you feel like what you did was what you would continue to do because you got such great results?
I think what we did was right. I mean, they've already asked me if I would do more workshops. And Carol has already said to me that she'd like to introduce me to other organizations who she feel, will have attendees of that sort of age who will benefit from it. I think I would run a 6 week, because this is more like an introductory, really, is what it was. We never ever did a full session. I broke it down into components, low to high, and the next time it was the clock. And so we never ever had time enough to do. So it's not like working with somebody and doing a full session and seeing, wow, it's changed, everything's changed. This has just been a gradual thing, and it affected so many different areas of their lives, which is just so wonderful. I think I would do the same. I would do exactly the same as I did, and I would really like to just run it out to more people. Because I think if everyone just has this basis as a starting point, and if they were to do this every day, it makes your whole world opens up, doesn't it? Really, your whole world opens up. The possibilities are endless. I may run a more advanced class, maybe, but I think initially I would run it the same way I did. It worked.
If you had a 6 week that went on to the next 6 weeks, you could add more things because by the
Absolutely.
second 6 weeks, people could do more. And
Absolutely.
I just want to point out to everyone who's listening what Sandy means by a session. A whole cognitive movement session can include, changing your emotions. It can include, clearing traumas out of the life. It can include a whole thing that's called a reconnection set, which has to do with non-focused vision. So there's a lot to a true full session. And so I think what is poignant about this is what you're talking about is these pieces of cognitive movement that begin to allow more access to the brain, a calmer nervous system, and more reconnection with that nervous system, the signals that are going from the brain to the body. So the very basic stuff has such profound results that if you could then add some more, they could just get more and better results. So this is interesting. And Age UK is all over the United Kingdom. Is
All over the
that true?
United Kingdom.
So is there maybe a possibility? We have many practitioners in the UK area that this might be something that could spread to more areas of the UK.
I think most definitely, and I'm quite happy for them to use the results that we gained to approach the managers in those areas. Yeah, most definitely.
Well, our older people are very important. We need them. We need their wisdom. We need their guidance. We just need them for our families and for them to be healthier, brighter, more mobile, more active, and just plain happier. I don't think there's a thing that's more important on this planet right now. So we just applaud you for doing such amazing work and initiating this pilot program. Is there anything else you want everybody to know about your experience with the program?
Well, I'd just like to thank those lovely ladies who were open to it, and now they're open to it, they're eager for more. So I think I probably will be doing a lot more work with older people. I will still continue doing one-to-one sessions, because I love, my passion is seeing the change in people. I love to see, to help people move forward with their lives. So that's my great passion. And yeah, and our older population, I mean, they're just such amazing people. Absolutely. And if we can help improve their lives, wonderful.
Yeah, it's so true. Anything you want to add before we go, Bill?
If you're listening to this, Sandra works globally over Zoom. She works in person even better. If you're in the UK London area, you can get in-person appointments with Sandra. And she is really great. She is a level two practitioner. She is a mentor to other practitioners, and just a bright, shiny soul that you're going to want to be around. I know we do. We love seeing her and working with her.
So true. And we can't wait to see what happens next, Sandy.
Thank you. Thank you both. And I am so grateful to the two of you for bringing Cogna movement to the world. It really is an amazing gift, and it's too good to keep to myself. So I want more people to benefit from it. I really do. And I recently had an article in a magazine called Live to 100 with Dr. Amir Khan. And people in the UK will be familiar with Dr. Amir Khan. He comes on Breakfast TV. He's a doctor, an allopathic doctor. Comes on Breakfast TV giving advice. He does guest shows and things. And so in his magazine called Live to 100, got an article about cognitive movement and how beneficial it is. So whoever wants to have a look at that magazine too, it's great. Just trying to get
Wonderful.
the word out there about cognitive movement and how helpful it can be for people.
Awesome. Tell everybody how they can reach you, Sandy.
Okay, so you can just visit my website, which is becomingyourbestself.co.uk, because I think that's what cognitive movement does. It helps you towards becoming your best self. And so it's becomingyourbestself.co.uk. Have a look at my website and just drop me an email. And I do 20-minute free discovery calls with people to see if we're a good fit and we could work together. And then we set a plan in motion for change.
Beautiful. Well, I encourage anybody who's listening to reach out to Sandy and just start improving your life today.
Thank you. Thanks, Bill and Liz.